the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
This night, the topic is will be like his teacher.
今天晚上我们的题目是学习和先生一样。
Please turn to Luke chapter 6.
请翻开路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6 from verse 36.
路加福音第六章从第三十六节开始。
Chapter 6 from verse 36.
第六章从三十六节开始。
Be merciful as your Father is merciful. And do not judge, and you will not be judged. And do not condemned, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned. Verse 38.Give and it will be given to you. Good measures pressed down and shake together, running over. They will pour into your lap. For by your standing of measure, it will be measured to you in return. And he also speak a parable to them, and the blind man cannot guide a blind man, can he? Will they not both fall into a pit? Verse 40.
四十节。
A pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone after he has been fully trained will be like his teacher. In verse 40 here, Jesus says, students, a pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone after he has been fully trained will be like his teacher. Verse 40 says.
第四十节，这里主耶稣说，学生不能高过先生，凡学成了的，不过和先生一样。
And Jesus gives us a hint in these verses. Once we're chosen by God, and we all the brothers and sisters as a student.
主耶稣在这里面给我们一个提示，我们一旦被神拣选，就成为了学生。
We continue to learn the word of God.
我们就一直向神学习。
We continue to, we can practice this, what we learn from the word of God.
我们也一直是按照神教给我们的道把它行出来。
And the train is important for the Christian life.
对于一个基督徒的生活，这个训练的过程是非常重要的。
What God requires from his people is he expects us to be well trained.
神向我们所要求的就是我们必须要学成
，so that we can move our spirituality, reach up to His expectation.
这样我们的灵性就能够达到他的要求。
God do not, God didn't expect His people, and the Israelites when they get out of the Egypt to be perfect and to be well trained at from the beginning.
当最初以色列人从埃及出来的时候，神并不希望他们是完全的。
Because these people do not circumcise, and these people do not understand the Sabbath clearly yet.
因为那个时候他们还没有受割礼，也并不完全了解安息圣日的道理。
So these people also do not have a Ten Commandments at that time.
那个时候他们也没有诫命。
But they only know at the beginning that they are the one who the descendant of Abraham.
从最初他们仅仅知道的他们是亚伯拉罕的后代。
So they understood they are the chosen people.
所以他们理解他们是被拣选的民。
So when God sending the ten plague, they understood they are the blessed one.
所以他们理解他们是被神祝福的。
And when God brought them out, and God started to train them.
但是当神把他们从埃及带出来，神开始训练他们。
And God gave them a manna.
神给他们玛拿。
So they let them understand all the provision is came from the hands of God.
让他们知道他们所有的一切都是从神手里而来。
It's not a feeding themselves, but God feeding them.
不是他们自己养活自己，而是神养活了他们。
It is a simple issue actually in our daily life.We work hard and we gain the salary or we get income from our business and we got a profit so we think we maintain our life. So it seems like we make everything, but actually God made everything for us.
看起来好像是一件简单的事情，在我们的日常生活中，我们努力工作，取得工资，养活我们自己，我们以为是我们养活了自己，实际上却是神提供了这一切。
So those who knows that everything is comes from God and they're willing to offer the tithe to the offering box.
所以当那些人理解到一切都来源于神的时候，他们愿意奉献十一捐。
But once we feel that we cannot offer the tithe to the offering box means we still don't understand.That we still cannot well train ourselves to understand everything is came from God.
如果我们不愿意奉献十一捐的时候，其实说明我们还没有被训练好，还不理解这些是从神而来。
And also God sending the manna at the same time on Friday in double portions, and let all the his chosen people to rest on the Sabbath.
并且神在礼拜五的时候会降下双份的玛纳，让他所有的子民能够在安息日休息。
So God restored the Sabbath to His people.
所以神让他的选民能够享受安息日。
So the 40 years, they constantly train themselves how they can keep the Sabbath.
所以在四十年当中，他们不断的经受训练，如何来守安息日。
So I think it's after 40 years.They clearly understand about the meaning of Sabbath.
所以我想经过四十年之后，他们非常的清楚了解安息日的意义。
It becomes a part of their habits in their life.
这样成为他们日常生活中的一个习惯。
So they remember God's creation.
所以他能够记。
And understood that the seventh day God blessed them.
所以他们能够记住神的创世，也知道第七天神祝福他们。
It comes from all this training. It comes from the training.It's from the long period of time that they continue to repeat the same thing and over and over again, and it gains for in their life.
经过长时间的不断的重复，他们接受到了这样的训练，得到了理解。
So I think when the Israelites when they get into the promised land, at that times they were well trained.
所以我想，当以色列人进入应许之地的时候，他们已经是被训练得非常好。
And also they understand understand all the commandment of God.
他们也理解神的诫命。
So which means they are become, they really can tell, truly can identify themselves.
所以他们知道他们自己是怎样的。
And so this way, they one day, they can occupy the promised land.
所以这样他们才能够真正的享受应许之地。
And here the chapter 6,Verse 40 mentioned it, but everyone after he has been fully trained will be like his teacher.
这里第四十节提到，凡学成了的就和先生一样。
So Christian life is that we continue to train ourselves and be like Christ.
所以基督徒的生活就是不断的学习，像主耶稣一样。
Apostle Paul, he never stopped himself to be learning and never.Himself to stop progressing of himself.
使徒保罗从来没有停止学习进步。
He never himself this much may be enough. Then he just learning.
他从来不觉得我学这么多已经够了，所以不需要学了。
But his spirit is continue to learn and continue to practice and continue to follow the word of God.
他的精神就是不断的学习，也不断的把它行出来。
But we have noticed when Apostle Paul, when he was at the beginning and he as a persecutor of Christians, and later on he became apostle, and then also later age himself to be the apostle, but the well cultivate himself to be enough.He himself to be respected or enough himself to be glorified God.
我们注意到保罗从最初他是基督徒的迫害者，到变成了一位使徒，到最后变成使徒中最受尊敬的一位。
If you look at the passage, you know, Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, Colossians, and all these messages when he was in the prisons, we can tell he's very well mature himself. He can see.The Christian life very profound way.
如果我们看他所写的圣经经节里面，就看到他其实在信仰上非常成熟，他非常清楚的了解基督徒的生活是应该是怎样。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
请翻开腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书 第三章。
Philippians chapter 3 from verse 12.
从第十二节。
12 to 14.
腓立比书第三章十二节到十四节。
Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Chapter 3, verse 14.I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, let's continue then. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. And in this passage here, the Apostle Paul mentioned that not that I have already obtained it,or have already become perfect, verse 12, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I'm laid hold of by Christ Jesus, verse 12. Here we can see that he's a philosophy of a Christian's way of his life.
这里面我们可以看到一个基督徒应有的生活观。
We can see that his attitude is continue to progress himself.
我们可以看到使徒保罗在这里面的态度是不停的要求追求。
This is the attitude that we can continue. We can learning about God, learning about the word of God, and learning about His will.
这就是我们应该持有的态度，这样去追寻神的话、神的道。
So that we can be like our teacher.
这样我们才能够像我们的老师。
It telling us this passage, and he really put his effort to really he himself to.Trying to progress of his Christian quality of his life.
这里面讲到，我要竭力的追求，这样子使自己基督徒的质量能够不断上升。
So verse 17, and Paul, Apostle Peter, here mentioned that, brother, join in following my example. He mentioned that.
所以这里第十七节讲到要一同效法我。
When my path, my path.Is right, so you can follow my path as an example that you will be success in your Christian life also.
如果我的道路是对的话，如果你们一同效法我，那么你也会成功。
We know the Matthew chapter 5 mentioned that let's look at the Matthew chapter 5.
请翻到马太福音第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 48.
第五章第四十八节。
5, verse 48, the book of Matthew said, Therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And here Jesus mentioned that you are to be perfect.
这里面主耶稣提到你们要完全。
This is not a he require us. He require us to compete with God, be like him, but...Just we try to do our best to trying to follow our teacher, be like him.
这里并不是说我们要与神去竞争，而是说要跟随他去学的去学习他。
So here the verse 48, the other way we can understand and say, Father is our teacher.
所以我们理解第四十八节就是说我们的天父就像我们的老师。
He is perfect.
他是完全的。
So you can learn, you can train yourself to be like your teacher.
所以通过向他学习和不断的训练，我们可以学到像天父一样完全。
So when we look at this passage, what we can learn is about Jesus Christ, His true love.
所以我们从这一章节里面可以看到的是主耶稣他真正的爱。
Why God is perfect?
神为什么是完全的呢
？Because He has a love.
因为他是爱。
Love makes us everything to be perfect.
爱使万事完全。
When God created all universe is perfect because God just not just created but put His heart and His love with it and He created.
当神创世的时候，万物都是完全的，因为他创世的时候是带着爱来创造的。
All the Christians, we are perfect.
所有的基督徒，我们都是完全的。
Why? What makes us to be perfect?
什么使我们完全呢？
Because he died on the cross and opened the way of salvation, and he by his blood, with his blood, applied us to wash away our sins.
因为主耶稣死在十字架上，给我们开了一条救恩的道路。
So his love will let us to be perfect.
是他的爱使我们完全。
And John chapter 13, Jesus mentioned that I'll give a new commandment.
在约翰福音第十三章中提到，我要给你一条诫命。
As I love you, so you love each other.
就像我爱你们一样，你们也要互相。
So that other people can tell you are the disciple of me.
你们也要爱别人，这样别人就能够看到你们是神的使徒。
So what Jesus wish is.All my disciples, hopefully you can understand my true love.
所以主耶稣希望是他所有的门徒都能够理解他的爱。
You can see from how much I love to show all the love, express my love to you, and then you can practice this love between brother and sister, between the people and neighbors. Then other people can tell you are my disciple.
你们能够从我有多爱你们中学习。然后行出这个爱，在你们之间和邻居之间，这样别人能够判断出你是我的门徒。
When Jesus lived in this world for about 30 some years,
主耶稣在这个世上活了三十多年。
Now who can tell that this, and then he died on the cross, and then he resurrected from the dead, and he ascended to heaven.
然后他死在十字架上，从死里复活，升入天国。
And no more he himself that we can see it.
我们再也看不到他本人。
Since now 2,000 passed by,
2,000多年过去了。
How we can see the Jesus Christ?
我们如何能看到主耶稣呢？
How can see our true teacher, our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们怎么能看到我们真正的老师主耶稣呢？
When we learn about his love,
当我们学习他的爱的时候，
then other people can tell, this is true Christian.
别人就知道这是真正的基督徒。
And this one is different than us.
这个人与我们不同。
Unselfish, this one.To always concern about us first.
他不自私，他想到的总是别人。
This one is always trying to sacrifice themselves.
他总是愿意牺牲自己。
I can tell this is a Christian.
所以别人能够看出这个人是基督徒。
This one can tell this one to be like his teacher.
这个人就像他的老师一样。
I wish that we can continue to train ourselves.
我希望我们都能不停地训练自己。
So we gain the understanding of his love.
能够更多的理解他的爱。
So we can reach up to his expectation that be like our teacher.
这样才能够达到他的要求，成为和我们的老师一样。
Now let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
请翻到路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6 verse 36.
路加福音第六章第三十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 36, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. And here that this verse mentioned that be merciful as, just as your Father is merciful.
这里提到你们要慈悲像你们的父慈悲一样。
And once we become truly the person with the full of mercy, and that we can be like our Father and our teacher.
当我们成为一个充满慈悲的人，我们就能够像我们的父、我们的老师一样。
True love means true mercy.
真正的爱就是真正的慈悲。
True mercy means truly we know how to forgive others.
真正的慈悲表示说我们知道如何去原谅别人。
And truly we can treat others, not with a high standard.
那么我们对别人的要求就不会那么高。
But treat them also others, they can make a mistake.
我们能够容忍别人犯错误。
So we can willing to accept them.
我们也愿意去接受他们的错误。
Instead of we can point it out their mistake.
不仅仅是要不仅不是说要去指出他们的错误。
But we can accept with the love of Christ.
我们却能够用主耶稣的爱去容纳这一些。
Have you experienced when you in our life?Everything is perfect, and once you join there, if you yourself to be perfect there, you get very stressed out of there, actually.
你不知道大家在生活中有没有这样的经历，如果一切事情在你眼里看起来都是完全的话，你要加入其中就会觉得压力很大。
But once you know the place that there's accept your mistake, you know that, you can feel it, then you don't feel any stress out of there.
但是一旦你知道你如果犯错可以被接受的话，那么你会觉得非常放松。
Usually this is the true home I'm talking about.
而这就是我们真正所意义上提到的家。
We know that in a home and our children, they make many mistakes.
我们知道在我们的家里，我们的小孩他们经常犯错误。
As parents, we always accept them.
但是作为父母，我们却总是能够接受。
But at the same time, we expect them that they grow, they more mature, they can understand later.
但同时，我们也希望他们能够变成熟，能够成长，他们也理解。
Is be merciful as you have Your father is merciful, is very precious.
所以要慈悲，像你们的父一样慈悲是非常宝贵的。
Because our father is a teacher, teaching us to true mercy.
因为我们的父就像是一位老师，教给我们真正的慈悲。
And right away, the verse 37 says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged." They say.
紧接着下面三十七节提到，你们不要论断人，就不被论断。
So, and also the verse 37 toward to the end said, mentioned that.Pardon and you will be pardoned.
第三十七节后半段也提到，你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。
Everything what Jesus is teaching here is very balanced and very fair.
所以主耶稣在这里面的教导是非常的公平。
But many times because of human nature, we are not that fair for others for us.
通常作为人的本性，我们会对别人和对自己不公平。
For us, it's very generous.
我们对自己总是要求非常放松。
But for others, it's very critical.
但是对别人，我们总是要求非常严格。
It's telling us how much we love ourselves.
这其实告诉我们，我们爱自己有多多。
It's telling us how much we do not that much of love to other people.
也告诉我们，我们爱别人并不是很多。
We easily we can find out the other people's speck in their eyes.
因为我们总是很容易找出别人眼里面的刺。
But many times we cannot see the log within our eyes.
但是却看不见自己眼中的梁木。
It's telling us how much we love ourselves.
实际上是告诉我们我们爱自己有多深。
Because we can accept the log within our eyes.
因为我们能够忍受自己眼中的梁木。
But we cannot tolerate other people's speck in their eyes.
但是却不能忍受别人眼中的刺。
So Jesus mentioned about that.
所以主耶稣提到了这一点。
Because when in our life we have experience like between the spouse, we can tell.
在生活中，我们有夫妻间这样的关系，我们可以判断。
We wish that our spouse can change.
我们总希望我们的配偶能够改变。
So if we make a list about our spouse, you know, weakness and their fault, we can make a list of many of them.
如果我们要写一张单子，上面列出我们配偶不好的地方，可能我们能写出整整 一满章。
But then when I make a list about my children, few but after that, not that many. It seems like all the children are quite fine.
当我试着来列出我们小孩的缺点，却发现很少。
Because of love.
这是因为爱。
And we know because of what Jesus here mentioned that a true love is merciful.
主耶稣在这里提到，真正的爱是要慈悲。
Once we accept others,
一旦我们接受了别人
，they accept us.
他们也会接受我们。
This is also we can be the become a to be like our teacher.
这也是我们要学习我们老师的地方。
Another one is love means a patient.
另一方面，爱意味着要有耐心。
We know the first Corinthians chapter 13.
我们知道哥林多前书第十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
哥林多前书第十三章第四节。
Love is a patient.
爱是恒久忍耐。
So patient is a very precious word.
忍耐是一个非常宝贵的词。
And we Christian, we continue to train ourselves with learning about the patient.
作为基督徒，我们不停地训练我们自己，学习去忍耐。
When we get angry and then we just step away at that times,Because push ourselves, push back and away from this anger.
当我们生气的时候，我们都要冷静下来。
And things we can just We know that we can little we slow down ourselves and we waiting for the things to happen. So.
我们让自己慢下来, 等待事态的发展。
Bible constantly telling us waiting for the Lord.
圣经里面不停地提到, 要等待主。
Then you will receive the blessing.
这样你就能够接受祝福。
Waiting for the Lord is a part of the patience.
等待主耶稣也是忍耐的一部分。
When Israelites, when they get out of the Egypt, they get they in front of the Red Sea.
以色列人他们出埃及在红海前面的时候。
Simple, they just haven't just need some little more patience.
非常简单，他们就需要的只是多一点的忍耐。
If they know they are the one to lead by God.
如果他们知道他们是神带领的。
They are just in front of the Red Sea.
他们就在红海面前。
God makes the way.
神会为他们开路。
But man's way is impossible.
但是按照人的方法却是不可能的。
They cannot stand it.
那么也许无法忍受。
When they have no water, they complain to God.
当他们没有水, 他们向神抱怨。
They can just wait a little more than God bring out the water from the rock.
他们只要再稍微等一下, 神就会从磐石里面滴出水来。
The thing is that they do not have enough patience.
但是问题是他们没有足够的耐心。
One thing, the Israelites did the major mistake not to reach the promised land because they do not have enough patience and endurance.
很多以色列人不能达到应许地，他们最大的一个问题是他们没有足够的耐心。
You have noticed once we have a love.
你注意到一旦我们有足够的爱，
we have a long patience.
我们就会有足够的耐心。
And so I think it's a you can experience it. If you love someone, you can tell. You can have a patience.
我们知道，一旦我们爱一个人，我们就会对这个人忍耐。
But somebody you do not have a love, there's no patience.
如果你对于你不爱的人，你就不会有耐心。
Because the one who loved the person talk to you anything, you can interpret as the best way and for your benefit ways.
你爱的人无论跟你说什么，你都会想把它朝好的方向解释。
But if it's the one that you do not love, then everything is you to interpret is a negative way and also not the better way, so which is.
而你不爱的人，他们跟你说什么，你总是朝坏的方向想象。
We know because our life is all is guided by God.
我们的生命都是由神所带领的。
The day we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们按主耶稣的名受洗的那一天。
Of course, we have to walk in the which is a spiritual wilderness. Also, in this world, we have to walk until the last day of our life in this world.
我们要走在灵性的旷野上，也走在这个世界上，到最后一天。
Of course, we have to work very hard.
我们要非常努力的。
But who take care of our life?
但是谁来照顾我们的生活呢？
God take care of our life.
神照顾我们的生活。
God never let us to starve to death and to die in this world.
神从来都不会让我们在这个世界上饿死。He
provides us what we need.
他提供给我们所需要的。Well,
it doesn't mean that we don't work anything. We do not try to our best.
并不是说我们就不需要工作，也不需要去努力。Within
our circumstance, we have to work everyday basis. We follow the column of fire and cloud.
在我们每天的生活。
Follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在我们每天的生活中，我们都根据圣灵的指引。 每天都去工作努力,
but he will provide us.
但是他也会给我们提供。
God requires us a true patience.
神却希望我们有真正的耐心。
Especially on the last day, God requires us a true endurance.
特别是在最后一天, 神会要求我们有真正的忍耐。
Let's turn to a book of James chapter 5.
请翻到雅各书。
Book of James chapter 5 from verse 7.
第五章,
Book of James, chapter 5, from verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it, until it gets the early and the later rains. You to be patient, strengthen your heart, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. As an example, brothers, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we count those blessed who endure. You have heard of the endurance of the Job, and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealing, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. And in this passage, James mentioned us the importance of the patient on the last day.
这个经节讲到忍耐, 在末日的重,
he explained about the patient as like a farmers waiting for the grain to be to ripen to gather.
这里面把忍耐比作为农夫等待地里面的出产。
Once they gather early, then it doesn't help at all.
他们即使是, 及早地去收拾也是没有用的。
They have to wait until the right time.
他们必须要等到正确的时候。
So verse 8, and one more time here, that James mentioned you to be patient.
第八节里面, 这里面再一次提到, 你们也当忍耐。
And also to be patient at the same time, your heart, and also strengthening your heart.
同时也要兼顾你们的心。
And verse 9 also mentioned that do not complain.
第九节里面提到, 不要彼此埋怨。
And then verse 10 as an example, brethren, and then also mentioned there are suffering and the patience again.
第十节里面讲到, 作为一个例子, 要受苦, 要能忍耐。
And then here he explained about the as an example of the Job.
后面讲到了约伯的例子。
You know, when the Job, when he look at his life, he was a righteous person from the beginning.
如果我们来看约伯的一生，他一直都是一个正直的人。
He has 10 children. God blessed him so much because his heart is pure enough to receive the blessing of God.
他有十个小孩，神祝福他非常多，因为他确实有这么一颗纯洁的心。
But God let it happen that his whole life to mess up and by a few days.
但是就在几天之内，神让他的生活完全发生变化。
He lost all the property by one day.
在一天当中，他所有的财产都失去。
And all his 10 children died by one day.
在一天当中，他的十个小孩全部去世。
One day his body also now suffer with the illness.
他也全身得到病痛。
And also all his friends came to him, and end up they pinpointed him and then as accused him as a you are the sinner.
他的朋友来看他，到最后却诅咒他，说他是一个罪人。
But throughout this the process of the such kind of under the suffering, he do not complain to God.
但是在这样一个受苦的过程中，他却完全没有向神抱怨。
It is really tough, and he had a long patience.
这是非常艰难的一件事情，从中我们可以看出他有多大的忍耐。
But he just cry out to God. We can see from the Job.
但是从约伯记里面看到，他只是向神呼喊。
He can cry, "Where is the true God?"
他可以哭喊，神在哪里？
But actually, from the beginning to the end, God watch out in his life.
但是实际上，从头到尾，神一直都在照看他的生活。
Because from the beginning, because God trusted him.
从最开始的时候，因为神信赖他。
When Satan came up to him, you know why he such a faithful to you? Because you provide everything to in his life. So if you take away from all this, he surely complained to you, he surely, you know, forsake you.
一开始的时候，撒旦来到神面前说，他为什么对你这样信实呢？ 因为你给他所有的祝福，如果你把这些祝福拿去，他肯定会向你抱怨。
But God has confidence.
但是神有这个信心。
Maybe rest of them, they doing the, if I take away, then they might complain to me, but this one do not complain to me.
也许别的人，如果你拿走他的祝福，他会向我抱怨，但是这个人他不会。
I know his heart.
因为我知道他的心。
So you want to try? Give it a try. Give it a shot.
如果你想试的话，我可以让你试。
So Satan came down, take away everything.
所以撒旦过来拿走了约伯所有的东西。
Gave him such a hardship in his life.
给他的生活里面带来非常大的困难。
Indeed, he didn't complain to God.
但是确实，约伯没有向神抱怨。
God's guess is right. God's trust, God's belief is right to him.
神是对的。
You're telling us it's from man's point of view, maybe because he's a sinner that received such kind of hardship at that time.
从人的观点来看，他接受到这么大的惩罚，也许我们以为他是因为他有罪。
Actually, this suffering is come from the God's trust.
但是这样的这样的受苦却是来源于神的信赖。
Such kind of suffering because God loves him so much.
他这样受苦是因为神非常爱他。
God want to prove that see the Satan's this one do not complain to me even though such circumstances. So God win this game.
神向撒旦证明，即使我拿走他所有的一切东西，他依然是信赖我。
Later on, God gave him a double blessing.
后来，神给了他双份的祝福。
Not only did he receive the double blessing of physically and materially, but actually he received the double blessing of spiritual double blessing in his life.
他所受的双份祝福不仅是世上的，而且也是属灵上的。
After such a long period of the suffering, and he have a long patience.He learned about God more than before.
经过这样一段长时间的忍耐，他也学到了关于神更多的东西。
Which is his life upgraded.
那么他的生命就得到了更新和进步。
Before he only can hear, but now I can see.
以前他只是风闻有神，现在他看见了有神。
Christian life move up to reach up to the expectation of God.
他作为一个基督徒的生活。达到了神的要求。
Of course, from the beginning, God loves him so much.
当然，从一开始，神非常爱他。
But God moved him up to the upgrade his spiritual life.
但是神将他属灵的生活不断的提高进步。
But the key of success is true patience.
但是他能成功的真正原因是他的忍耐。
And he received the true blessing of God.
这样他得到了神真正的祝福。
So once we continue to train ourselves.
只要我们不停地去训练我们自己
This patience gives us this much benefit.
我们的忍耐能给我们这么多的好处
If God choose us,
如果神选了我们
God train us this patience and endurance.
神训练我们的忍耐性
Once we go over it,
一旦我们经历了这个训练
we receive the true blessing of God.
我们就会接受到神真正的祝福
Because once we reach up to his expectation, which is our container of blessings getting bigger,And receive his bigger blessing in our container.
因为我们一旦得到了他的要求，那我们对于祝福的容纳性变得更大，他会给我们更多的祝福。
Most precious benefit is we be like our teacher.
而最大的祝福就是我们就好像我们的老师一样。
And also we can understand the true love of God.
我们也能够真正的理解神的爱。
Actually, we can upgrade our spiritual life.
我们可以提升我们的灵性生活。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
请翻到雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1 verse from 2 to 4.
雅各书第一章第二到四节。
Consider it all joy, my brother, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, and lack in nothing.And he mentioned the importance of this. Sometimes we encounter trial and difficulties.
这里面讲到，我们有时候会落在百般试炼当中。
One of our sisters in Phoenix, she's under the very considered quite suffering in her life.
我们有一位在凤凰城的姐妹，她受到了非常大的试炼。
I can see that when she pray and a lot of shed tears.
我看到他在祷告的时候流下很多眼泪。
But physically, I cannot help her.
但是我没有办法帮助他。
Only way secretly I can pray for her.
我唯一能帮助他的就是为他祷告。
But one thing I'm sure, because if she has a long patience.
但是我能肯定的一点是，只要他有足够的忍耐。
After she passed through these trials.
当他经历过这些试炼。
I believe that her faith will be also upgraded and spiritually.
那么他的信仰也会得到提升。
Naturally, his faith gets gained strength.
那么他的信仰也会更加强。
Our spirituality gained its true muscles out of this kind of trials. Nobody can take away.
一旦经历这样的试炼，我们的信仰得到了坚强，别人是没有办法改变的。
Because it turned out to be each one of the muscles, spiritual muscles.
这样就变成了我们属灵的肌肉。
Then have more strength to pull up.
我们有更多的力量来
You know, when we can help other people, when we can sacrifice ourselves to others,
当我们愿意为别人而牺牲的时候，
when we have this spiritual muscle,
当我们有这属灵的肌肉的时候，
if we do not have experience of this trial and difficulty,
如果我们没有经历过这些试炼，
naturally we cannot understand other people then.
我们没有办法去理解别人的付出。
Everything is based upon the weekend to translate and is based on our own selfish way.
那么我们只能按照我们自己自私的方法去理解。
But once we go through the difficulties,
但是我们一旦经历过这些苦难，
then we can understand other people's feeling.
我们能够理解别人的感受。
We know how to comfort them.
我们知道如何去安慰他们。
We know how to share the true love of Christ to other people.
我们知道如何跟别人去分享神的真爱。
Because it's telling us we gain the spiritual muscle within us, muscle of true love.
因为我们在我们当中有神的真爱。
In this world, we can be like our teacher.
这样我们能够像我们的老师一样
understanding of true love.
能够理解他的真爱。
I can finish up here, then the next Friday I'd like to continue on this topic.
今天我们就讲到这里，下个礼拜五我们将继续这个话题。
Let's sing him.
请唱诗。
397
首。
Be clean.